It's the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 611.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am not Mark Gunn. Mark is a musician and podcaster out of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Rod Nevin, and I'm a bagpiper and singer in Reading, Pennsylvania. Mark asked me if I'd like to host an episode while he's having his wonderful excursion to the Emerald Isle, and of course I said yes! I've handpicked today's lineup of wonderful musicians, all of my favorites, and I hope they'll be your favorites too. This podcast is here to help build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artists to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all of the artists in the show notes, along with show times, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Hey, Celtic bands! Mark is looking for new music and stories in 2023. To submit your band, just complete the permission form at forkelts.com. You'll also find information on how to submit a story behind one of your songs or tunes. And don't forget, you can get a free Celtic Musician's Guide to Digital Music ebook. Just email gift@bestcelticmusic.net. We kicked off the show with Whoop Jamboree by Fire in the Glen from our brand new album, Cutting Bracken. And yes, that is the trio that I'm a part of. I've been a member of the band for a couple of years now, and I play the pipes, small pipes usually, and Irish whistle, and I sing. And our group leader and founder is Tom, who plays fiddle and Bowron. And we also have Amanda on guitar, and she has a beautiful voice. And we're a Celtic trio in southeastern Pennsylvania, mostly playing around Lancaster, Lebanon, and York. And we just recorded this album back in January. It's been out since March, and you can find it on our website if you check out fireintheglen.com and also on our Bandcamp page. Next up is a song called Jock Stewart by Corey Purcell from his brand new album, Undaunted.
Jock Stewart, I'm an easygoing man and a roving young fellow I've been. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. I have acres of land, I have men at command, and always a shilling to spare. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. I'm a piper by trade and a roving young blade, and many the tune I do play. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. My dog I did shoot all down by the river Kildare. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. Well, the hours and the minutes that fly, let us spend them together this day. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. So come fill up your glasses full of brandy and wine. whatever the cost, I shall pay. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. Chuck Stewart, I'm an easygoing man and a roving young fellow I've been.
After Corey Purcell, we heard Arise and Go with The Sound of Slate, which has the tunes Wee Michael's March, Lord MacDonald's, and The Sound of Slate from Meeting Place. Then we heard Sean Healy and Colin McGlynn playing their track Shetland, which has the tunes Christmas Day and a Mornin', Sleep Soon in a Mornin', The New Rigged Ship, and Donald Blue from their album Homeport, Port Na Yaki. And finally, we heard Finn Moore and Sarah Hoy playing Jimmy and Jigs from The Piper and the Maker 2, Celebrating Sea. Corey Purcell's album Undaunted is brand new, coming out June 1st, and you should definitely go check it out. It's got some beautiful music on there. Corey is an amazing musician. He plays fantastic accordion, bowron, he sings, and he also does Irish step dance. He's got the Celtic music trifecta going on there. And in his band Poor Man's Gambit, he's joined by his soon-to-be wife, Deirdre, who plays fiddle. And I've had the pleasure of getting to know Corey over the past few years, since he is also in the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania. Arise and Go is another really great Celtic trio, made up of Michael Roddy playing on the pipes, joined by his wife Ellie on the fiddle, and their guitarist Tim. I've gotten to know Michael pretty well over the past few years with small pipe playing related adventures. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Michael again this year up in Vermont, where he's going to be one of the teachers for Karchus, which is an annual bellows-blown small pipe players gathering. Sean Healy and Colin McGlynn are two U.S. Nationals champion fiddlers out of the Washington, D.C. area. I got to meet Sean a few years ago at the Upper Potomac Music Sessions Pipers Weekend. And a couple of years ago, I took some Gaelic singing lessons from Sean over Zoom, which was a lot of fun. Finn Moore on small pipes and Sarah Hoy on fiddle, playing their track from the new Piper and Maker 2 Celebrating Sea album. This album is a sequel to the album recorded 20 years ago by Hamish and Finn Moore called The Piper and the Maker. This time around, it's focusing on the small pipes in C, which the Moores have been making. Finn and his father Hamish have a very well-known and respected pipe-making shop in Scotland. Send in your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening, or how about a picture you took of a band that you saw? Email Mark at CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Message him on Facebook or contact Mark through Mastodon. Luke Miller said, "Hi Mark, for St. Patrick's Day, Kathleen and I are both taking the day off of work. We are going to spend most of the day at a local Irish pub that is having live music all day, including the band Beltane, which has been on the podcast. That night we are seeing the Gothard Sisters in concert." Bart Creedon emailed, "Hello Mark. Number one, living the life of Riley since I was fortunate enough to be able to retire last July. Two, I'll sport a little green, consume a little Guinness, and look to stay out of too much trouble. Three, I've been listening to Delia Murphy's recordings. My curiosity was piqued, having encountered a fictionalized version of her in Joseph O'Connor's My Father's House, a novel primarily about Hugh O'Flaherty's exploits during World War II in Nazi-occupied Rome. I also discovered that Joseph O'Connor is brother to Sinead O'Connor, one of my favorite Irish singers. Thanks for asking." Dawn Marie Sherritt replied, "I listen while I'm doing tedious work because it gets done so much faster, and I typically have a huge smile on my face, if not a wistful tear in my eye." Kelly Frenette replied to Mark's email, "Let's see. Of course, I'd love a bonus episode. What are you doing while listening? Wood turning, resin casting, or driving. I'm keeping my ancestry alive and remembering the Celtic history. I always have it playing in the background while I work." Thanks for sharing your feedback. It's always great to hear the comments from other listeners on these episodes, and I know Mark loves getting the feedback and the emails and the messages telling him how they enjoyed the show. So let's keep that going. Send an email to Mark, send him a message, and give him the feedback on this show and any other of the episodes that you've been listening to. And let's just flood his inbox full of emails. Mark, hope your email inbox isn't maxed out in its capacity yet, but maybe it will be soon. Next up, we hear Chris Gray with She's Sweetest from his album Fwished. Thank you.
country by the railway side. Where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. And a girl that was working there caught my eye. Where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. She moved like a shadow across the factory floor. Where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. And I was watching from the shipping door. Where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. And the lonesome sound of the whistle's moan echoes in my blood and bones. Leaves me standing all alone with what we keep inside. And the lonesome whistle siren sound echoes Queen Street up and down. Echoes all around the town and across the river wide. Upstairs is the insect click of the boards. Where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. It's all ones and zeros and never a word. Where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. We were putting in windows looking south. Where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. She caught me standing with no words in my mouth. Where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. And the lonesome sound of the whistle's moan echoes in my blood and bones. Leaves me standing all alone with what we keep inside. The lonesome whistle's siren sound echoes Queen Street up and down. Echoes all around the town and across the river wide. Took a job in a factory by the railway side. And a girl that was working there caught my eye. It's a world I could visit but could never stay. I'll be gone by tomorrow at the end of the day. And the lonesome sound of the whistle's moan echoes in my blood and bones. Leaves me standing all alone with what we keep inside. The lonesome whistle siren sound echoes Queen Street up and down. Echoes all around the town and across the river wide.
After Chris Gray, we heard Kalos with The Brakeman's Daughter from Headland, Tim Cummings with Macaulay's from The Bird's Flight, and Old Blind Dogs with Highland Lassie Part 2 from Knucklehead Circus. Chris Gray is an amazing musician and piper who lives in Maine on Mount Desert Island. Chris is also an amazing painter. He's done some fantastic artwork that you can see on his website. And I've gotten to know Chris through the Pipers Gathering, which is another summertime annual event for pipers, where Chris teaches Scottish small pipes and Illan pipes and whistle. Chris also makes amazing, beautiful bowrons. Chris and his dad, Jim, play music together a lot. Jim is a fantastic drummer. Kalos is a trio made up of Ryan McCassin, Eric McDonald, and Jeremiah McLean. Jeremiah is a wonderful musician whose accordion playing is just thrilling to watch. I've been lucky enough to meet Jeremiah a few times and see him play in person, and his playing is so musical and he's so obviously connected to the music while he's playing. I first met Jeremiah when he and Tim Cummings paired up to be Weezer and Squeezer a few years ago. They were on tour at the time doing house concerts, and I invited them to come and play for the students in my music classes at the elementary school that I was teaching, and the kids just absolutely loved it. Tim Cummings and Pete Sutherland teamed up to record the Bird's Flight album back in 2021. Tim Cummings is one of my most favorite people on the planet. He's an incredible piper, composer, arranger, teacher, and truly just one of the nicest people you could ever meet. Tim is also one of the regular teachers at Karchus, the Vermont Bellows Blown Small Pipes Camp, and Pete Sutherland, who sadly passed away a few months ago, was a fiddle player who was deeply rooted in the Appalachian music tradition, and he and Tim worked together on making the connections between Scottish small pipes and Appalachian traditional music. Old Blind Dogs, one of my favorite Scottish bands. They're frequently on tour here in the United States, and I've been lucky enough to see them in person. Last year, I got to see them a couple of times here in Pennsylvania while they were on tour with Elias Alexander, who was playing on pipes for their USA tour, and you'll get to hear Elias later on at the end of the podcast. A big thank you to the patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out at least four times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners, vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show. All that for as little as $1 per episode. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. 1. Go to our Patreon page. 2. Decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $10, more dollars. Make sure to cap how much you want to spend per month. 3. Keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You too can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. Travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year, Mark takes a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. They don't see everything. Instead, they stay in one area. They get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends, and probably food and drink, I'm guessing. You can join them with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. In 2023, Mark's taking the group on a Celtic invasion of County Mayo in Ireland. They're going to explore the area and get to know about Grace O'Malley, the Pirate Queen. Learn more about the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. And probably by the time this episode comes out, I'm thinking that that invasion has probably already happened, and we've already gotten to see some videos and pictures about the trip. Hope you all had a great time. Next up is yours truly singing with Fire in the Glen from our new album, Cutting Bracken.
I once was a farmer in Amish country, but clothes without buttons don't satisfy me. Bright colors and style are the things that I need, so I'll trade my flat hat for some Donegal tweed. I hoe my fields daily, I pray to the Lord, but we've had no excitement since Harrison Ford. I need some adventure, something I've never tried, and I don't mean no thrilling Dutch Wonderland ride. I'm a farmer, I'm a thief, I'm a dairyman too, but I don't drink no milk now that Harvey
turf is my rule. I traded my buggy for a shamrock green car. From Amish to Irish is not very far.
I'm sick of the tourists who gawk, laugh, and point, and call me my posse, bucolic and quaint. I'll take to the highway and rob them all blind. If I'm home for the harvest, then the missus won't mind. I waylay the tourists from Blue Ball to Gap. I pose for their pictures, but it's really a trap. I'm no longer Amish, I'm a thief in a kilt. But stop by the market and I'll sell you a quilt.
I'm a farmer, I'm a thief, I'm a dairyman too. But I don't drink no milk now that harp is my brew. I traded my buggy for a shamrock green car. From Amish to Irish is not very far.
There's lots of armed bandits, but me, I'm not one. My fraw says I'm Doblik, I'd fumble my gun. But I'm harsh with a horseshoe, I crack a mean whip. So hand over your cup cheese, don't give me no lip.
Cup cheese, yeah.
I plunder the market, I rob roadside stands. I rule Lincoln Highway and roam the farmlands. I stay off the water, I won't go to sea. Those Susquehanna pirates just terrify me.
I'm a farmer, I'm a thief, I'm a dairyman too. But I don't drink no milk now that harp is my brew. I've traded my buggy for a shamrock green car. From Amish to Irish is not very far.
So keep all your schnitzel, forget your shoe fly. I'd rather eat haggis and Guinness steak pie. I won't hang no hex sign, I prefer Celtic knots. Leprechauns, jigging, and Jameson shots. My conscience don't vex me when I stop and take stock. As long as I'm sleeping by 7 o'clock, I smile as I slumber, my future looks bright. So I'll tuck up my quilt and I'll out in the light.
I'm a farmer, I'm a thief, I'm a dairyman too. But I don't drink no milk now that harp is my brew. Traded my buggy for a shamrock green car. From Amish to Irish is not very far.
a ddim gan ffeich gyn ysfan i ni tach gan le joen.
goes out.
After Fire in the Glen, we heard Ian McHarg with Hi Mi na Morviana, which means the mist-covered mountains, from Col na Bain, Music of the Mountain, then Brass Lassie with Grianach from Brass Lassie, and Sylvia Platypus with The Last Hurrah from Last Hurrah. From Amish to Irish is a fun song that our band leader Tom Knapp wrote, with the lyrics telling the story of a man who's leaving one culture to go to another. But these two cultures do have a lot of things in common. After all, as Tom says, they both end in ish. Sorry, should have warned you about that bad joke ahead of time. Hi Mi na Morviana was a song that Ian recorded with a few friends of his in his kitchen. And this tune is an old traditional Gaelic song that's also frequently played on bagpipes. And in fact, it was one of John F. Kennedy's favorite tunes and was played at his funeral. And that sweet little voice that you heard at the end of the recording there, that was Ian's daughter Aileen, who was 5 at the time, is now 18 and still singing in Gaelic. Ian is another piper buddy of mine. I've played pipes several times with Ian at all the piper events that I've already mentioned before. Carchus, Piper's Gathering, and the Upper Potomac Music Weekend. Ian does a lot of work to preserve the traditions of Scottish music at the Vermont Institute of Celtic Arts. And he's also just a really great guy. We heard Laura McKenzie with Brass Lassie, who of course we've heard before on this podcast a few times. Laura is a singer and multi-instrumentalist and has put together this amazing group of a big band brass sound with traditional Celtic music. It's a great combination. Sylvia Platypus is a Philadelphia-based psycho-Celtic glam blues band. Pretty amazing combination there. My piping pal Charlie Rutan is the bagpiper in that band. I first met Charlie at the Piper's Gathering, and we have played several times together on bagpipes. And he's included me on some very interesting piping gigs I'll tell you about some other time. But Charlie's another one of these amazing multi-instrumentalists. He plays almost every variety of reeded wind instrument from around the world. Charlie also plays the zampogna, the Italian bagpipe, and he has quite a collection of bagpipes from many different cultures. So we're coming to the end of this episode, and I just want to thank Mark Gunn for inviting me to guest host this episode. I had a lot of fun just compiling some of my favorite bands and artists and introduce you to some of my favorite Celtic musicians whom I've gotten to know over the past few years. Thank you for indulging me, too, and letting me tell you a little bit about these musicians. And thank you again, Mark, for this podcast, all those hundreds and hundreds of episodes you've done over the past few years. I know I've certainly appreciated it, and I've gotten to learn about new Celtic bands and artists that I had never heard about before and followed them after hearing them on the podcast. Don't forget to vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2023. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps Mark create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2023 episode. Vote now over on Patreon. 2 weeks after the episode is launched, Mark compiles your votes to update a playlist on Spotify and YouTube. These are the results of your voting. You can help these artists out by following the playlists and adding tracks you love to your playlists. Follow us on Facebook to find out who is added each week. So I'm going to close this show with one of my favorite musicians, and yes, they're all my favorites, but Elias is a wonderful guy, and I've actually been taking lessons from him online over the past couple of years. He's been teaching me traditional tunes on small pipes. And he's an Oregon-based musician. He's been touring this spring with Old Blind Dogs. And Elias is doing some really incredible things with mixing traditional Scottish music with modern electronic dance music and disco beats, and using synthesizers and digital audio workstation on his computer to create something that's brand new and exciting, but also still keeping the traditional music alive. Here's one of the newest things he's put out recently, a single called Filleted Fish. This episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Rod Nevin, Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show was edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor.